days before Australia's biggest cycling race, there are calls for event organisers to squeeze the brakes on its major sponsorship deal. The Tour Down Under in Adelaide has been backed by oil and gas company Santos since 2010, a partnership that was renewed last year. But some fans and champion cyclists want the relationship rethought. Cyrus Monk is a former national road race champion. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi, Jade. Thanks for having me on.
Explain for us, first of all, how important is the Tour Down Under to Australian cycling?
Well, it's our biggest race that we have here in Australia. So for those that don't follow cycling, I'm sure everyone knows of the Tour de France. It's the biggest race in France and the biggest race in the world. Then we've got in Australia, our equivalent of that is the Tour Down Under. It's where the biggest cyclists in Australia all compete and all fight for the win. And then we've got some of the biggest cyclists from overseas also racing in Adelaide for a week at the end of January to start their season off.
What's it like to compete in this event?
It's by far the biggest race in Australia with the biggest crowds, and it's pretty incredible to have cycling watched by so many people in Australia, where it's not one of our major sports at all, but for this week of the year in this place it is. So it's a pretty incredible feeling to race there.
So how do you feel about Santos's sponsorship of the Tour Down Under?
I think it's just pretty outdated and doesn't really reflect where Australians are at, particularly Australian cyclists, on the relationship between fossil fuels and our environment. For cyclists, it's a really tricky one because we're competing in more and more extreme temperatures and extreme weather conditions, which are caused by global warming. And then to have our major race in Australia sponsored by a company in Santos that is actively making that problem worse for us, just those two things don't really go hand in hand. So I think we're long overdue a change there.
Tell me a bit more about what those conditions can be like.
Well, I guess it's really, a lot of people will obviously reference the heat, and anyone that's been to Adelaide in January would know that heat in Adelaide in January isn't a new thing. It's more the frequency of these extreme weather events where the races have to be shortened or cancelled because they're over 40 degrees or because there's big storms or big winds caused by global warming and this increase in the sea temperature as well. And it's something that racing overseas as well, not just in Australia, we're seeing more and more just races having to be cancelled or postponed because of this extreme weather that we're seeing more often around the world. So as cyclists, this can be pretty frustrating when you're planning for months in training up to events and then having weather conditions just throw everything out the window. And we're not the only sport facing these issues. So it's a tricky one to have to race in when you've got these extreme events, and it'd be nice to have to do it a little bit less often than we are at the moment.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where professional cyclist Cyrus Monk is my guest, ahead of the Tour Down Under getting away and concerns about how that event is being sponsored. A spokesperson for the Tour Down Under told The Guardian that without Santos's support, the organisers wouldn't be able to deliver a world-class event. And they argued that it's allowed it to grow to include a women's race with equal prize money to men. Is there actually an alternative here that can provide that same level of support?
Yeah, so one of the big things is that from speaking with people in the organisation, there's not someone jumping in right now saying, hey, let me sponsor the event, kick Santos out. I think part of this is that it's not transparent how much or how little Santos is actually contributing. So most of the money from this race comes from the South Australian government. A lot of the South Australian government, both at a state level and then at a local level, the towns that the race passes through all love supporting the race. I think a growingly small contribution is coming from Santos, as far as we've been made aware from the organisers, who aren't letting on too much. So I think if that was a little bit more transparent, and if the organisers and the South Australian government were a little bit less in bed with Santos, let's say, then it might be a bit more likely that other brands would realise that there's the potential here to step in and to be seen on the international scale, because this race is broadcast around the world, for another brand to actually see how much return they could get on their possible investment. Then it's going to be a much more likely that we can see a change of sponsorship over the next few years.
And have you or other cyclists communicated with the event organisers about your concerns, and what have you heard back?
Yeah, so the event organisers are very much not listening to cyclists themselves, which is not a new thing in cycling. It's pretty hard for, there's no cyclists union that's really active in and well put together that's able to get much. So there's a lot of other issues with that rather than just the sponsorship side. But the event organisers generally won't listen to the cyclists so much themselves. I think this year we're definitely getting growing momentum in terms of more cyclists speaking up about how ridiculous it is that we have Santos sponsoring this race. And there's also a lot of difficulties in the cyclists themselves speaking out, particularly the ones racing, which I'm not at the race and racing. So it's from my point of view, it's a little bit easier to speak out because I'm not relying on the race for flights to and from the race or for prize money or for hotels and this kind of thing. For riders in the situation where they're still relying on the race themselves, then it's a little bit harder for them to speak out. So there's definitely a growing movement this year, and also we're getting a lot of help from fans and spectators of the sport that also want to see the change, and there's a lot more work on the ground being done by them, which is really good to see.
Cyrus, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jade. Thanks for having me on.